And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, back in the mighty 1090 studio with the cast man. Yes, indeed, the one and only cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. We're going to be talking some serious fishing here in the Baja, mainland Mexico, and beyond. You stay tuned. It is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
It's summertime in San Diego, and that means a couple of things. The getting is good for yellowfin and bluefin off our Southern California coast. A road trip to bag some High Sierra trout sounds like a great weekend. And the Ford Summer Sales event has started at your San Diego County Ford dealers. In fishing, we love to get away, and we love to have the best gear. And right now is the perfect time to upgrade to a brand new Ford truck or SUV. The absolute best piece of fishing gear you could have. During the summer sales event, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on a wide variety of trucks and SUVs, including great financing and cashback offers on some of the most popular models. They've got deals across their lineup to get you into the perfect size SUV for you. And they've got deals on F-150, Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payload and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. One of my favorite people in the studio today, man. This is going to be a good show, no doubt about it.
The one and only cast man.
Thank God.
Richard Castillo. Yeah, Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, Cast.
Hey, buenos dias, everybody.
I just want everybody to know he does have his USC Trojan shirt on.
Hey, we're getting ready, man. September 1st, be ready.
Yeah?
Be
what
ready.
September 1st?
They're going to open up with Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they just got to get their quarterback situation squared away. They've got three fantastic high school All-American. And they're just trying, and they're all trying out for that.
Three good options.
Three good options, yeah. And they got a kid from Mater Dei who graduated a year early, and he should be in his senior year right now. But he
He graduated. Right.
Came in early.
Must be a super stud.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was number one rated quarterback in the nation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Your team could happen.
Yeah, the defense looking really good. Just got to get the offense going. So.
Can we talk about something real instead?
You want to talk about fishing?
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. There's enough football on this Mighty 1090 station. We talk fishing here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot. We're right at Mighty 1090. Yeah.
So, anyway, Cats, man, what's been going on in the Baja?
You know, it kind of started off kind of slow this year. Kept waiting for things to happen. And little by little, as we got into the springtime, things started picking up, and then all of a sudden it kind of went slow, and then it busted wide open. And, of course, the problem this year is we had a lot of storms coming up, and luckily they're all, with the exception of one, they're all veering out to the Pacific toward Hawaii. But there was one that actually, when it got in there, Cabo downgraded to a tropical storm, but still brought plenty of wind and rain. But so it's kind of hampered some of the fishing, turning the water over. You know, you get green water and the bait situation and everything else. But everything's squared away right now. But I'll tell you, Loreto doing a lot of Dorado, La Paz, big tuna out of Saravo Island, big roosters along the beaches, East Cape, San Jose del Cabo and Cabo. You know, they're still banging away on the tuna. A lot of big grade tuna in that Iman Bank area, which is just around Punta Gordo, up about 10 miles. They're getting tuna up over 100 on a pretty regular basis, and they're losing a lot of fish. Same thing with Saravo. They're in Lado La Paz. Guys just aren't, you know, geared up for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're sitting there fishing a 30, 40-pound test, and all of a sudden you get a 100-pounder. And they're busting them off, so. But, yeah, Dorado have really come back, you know, after the 2 or 3 years that they were just about non-existent.
The El Nino years, really.
Yeah, right. And then you had.
The water was so hot.
Yeah, then you had, those 2 years or 3 years at Palmas with the Dorado shootout. Was 11-pound Dorado winning the thing. What was it? I think 60-some pounder this year.
Yeah.
Jeez.
This last
they had
a lot of big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, Dorado bounced back. That's good. That's good.
No kidding. And that's perfect, you know, for Loreto being the Dorado capital of the world. We have our big Loreto Rumble coming up next May, which is basically Yellowtail and Pargo, but you never know. It could be early season Dorado.
You could get early season Dorado in May. Yeah, primarily will be a big Yellowtail, and of course you got the Cabrillo, and it's really good for the bigger dogtooth Parker Pargo at that time.
Yeah, for sure.
Cubero snappers.
That is a fishery where you like everything is tough. I love it. You know those yellows on the dropper loops or yellows on the yo-yo iron, and the the big Pargos are the same way. Like everything is tough. That's a fun time of year to be fishing in what is a really cool town.
Yeah, very very cool town. Now and something that's the thing about that town, Rick, as you know, is like it just hasn't changed a lot over
old
the
school
years, right?
It's really yeah
old.
It's just with the exception of just a few different things, it's like going back there, you know. When I first started going there in the 80s, late 70s. And
the fancy developers have made attempts to try and develop properties. Unfortunately, they're outside the town of Loreto. And they're beautiful properties because it's such a beautiful, naturally beautiful place to go. But the town of Loreto has stayed basically the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the cobblestone streets, especially in that one central area there by the Mission.
Yeah.
Great restaurants. I mean,
amazing
really good,
restaurants.
Really good restaurants.
Yeah. And the only thing that did change is the addition of the La Mission Hotel right on the Malecón there. I mean, that place is beautiful.
That I'll tell you, that place surprised me. The year before it was completed, the old Mission, it went through a lot of change of hands, and then some guy, developer, got it, and he started, it was like a wrecking ball hit the place, and actually it looked like someplace out of Syria. I mean,
and it sat there for years.
Yeah, sat there just like that for years. And I remember I hadn't been to Loreto in a year, and we were coming, because, when you go out in the morning, it's dark.
Yeah.
And we were coming back in around 12:30, coming from the north, and I looked at the city there, and I could see this beautiful hotel. And I asked my captain, I said, what's that? And he says, that's the Mission. I said, the real Mission, the old one? He goes, yeah. I went, wow. So as soon as I got in, got cleaned up. I walked down there to see it, and I was really surprised how beautiful that place is.
Wow. Wow.
And, yeah, so we've been sending booking people in that hotel for the last three, 4 years.
So there was originally a hotel called the Mission?
Yeah. It was very popular, too.
Except, really?
Yeah. And then
in the same spot?
In the exactly same spot.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Just about the same height and everything. But like I said, it just changed hands, and one guy went to renovate it, and it just didn't have enough money or used the money he got for other things and left it, you know.
Sure. But now, I mean, I know the owner, Scott, put millions and millions of dollars in hand-cut stone and marble and, you know, beautiful pool area and two restaurants and... Yeah. It's spectacular.
Real deal.
Yeah, got great views of the Sea of Cortez. Yeah, and, they upgraded us to Ocean View rooms for next May.
All of our group is going to have
ocean. Everybody that books will have an ocean.
For
ocean,
no extra charge.
Ocean front, ocean view room. I mean, it's just gorgeous.
And the trip, even though it's next May, is already filling up quite quickly.
Yeah, yeah. We think we reserved 20 rooms, and we've got probably half of them sold already.
Gone already.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about it, all the details are on our website. Letstalkhookup.com on the trips page. Just go to that trips page and look for the Loretto Rumble with the cast man, Richard Castaneda. That's going to be a fun time.
And you?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there.
You know, the cocktails and the cigars are going to be floating around there.
Oh, yeah. They have such a great bar and a pizza restaurant. The chef at this, they have wood fire pizza out by the pool.
That's cool.
And the bar. And unbelievable food at that bar. And then upstairs, the food. I mean, I'm not. And then you get into the chocolates, the clams.
Oh, the chocolate clams, those are incredible.
Man. There's a lot of good things. Yeah. And then you walk down the street, and there's five or six fantastic restaurants off the cobblestone streets in downtown Loretto.
Oh, yeah, there's just the fabulous restaurants there that are
And we're just putting together all the different things that we're gonna have a lot of sponsors for this, because everybody wants to jump on board.
Yeah, everybody's fired up. Are you kidding me?
Everybody's calling up saying, hey, can I get on board on this Loretto Rumble? It's like, well, yeah, you know.
Yeah, there should be a lot of great prizes. A lot of giveaways and, of course, some great prizes for the three top big fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to be good. So how does one make a reservation before they're all gone?
Well, give me a call directly, because I'm the one that's handling this group.
Well, you are.
Yeah.
The girl, you didn't turn it over to the girl.
No, huh? I told them, let me handle this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, it's going to be May 19th to the 23rd, and they can give me a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or email me at fishwithcass@gmail.com.
fishwithcass@gmail.com.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Now, speaking of the bar, Ricky, you just came back from Cedro Sport Fishing.
Man, it
was... With your fiancé.
Yeah. Dallas and I had an unreal trip. It was great, man. We hit it just right. I've never been to Cedros in August, and, dude, it was so good, Pete. It was so, so good. And, I mean, just all things that you would want it to be. Yellowtail and calico bass fishing was fantastic. It was all the ways that we wanted to catch them. You know, I'm a freak about surface iron fishing, and virtually all of our yellowtail were caught on the surface iron. We had really good grade. I would call them low to mid-20s, you know, 21 to 25 pounds.
Cool.
That was the average fish that you caught on the surface iron, and we had limits every day and very, very good fishing, bird schools, fish boiling around. And if you didn't want to be, you know, up on the bow chucking the long rod, there was bites to be had on Rapalas and slow-trolled mackerel and drifting, but Dallas and I just fished surface iron the whole time. Probably my most favorite part was watching how good Dallas got at fishing the surface iron. She was using a 9-foot rod and a Tranx, and that Tranx is the best reel.
Tranx 500.
Yes, a Tranx 500 is the best reel for surface iron fishing, something that, you know, Dallas is a good angler, but had never done that before, and by the end of the trip could cast a surface iron with that rod and reel as far as anybody, as far as I could, and really cool watching her catch a bunch of big ones. And then the calico bass fishing was just, it was great. It was a technique that you talked about years ago, and the best fishing, again, it was all things you want, weedless baits and fishing the outside, but where it was best was in the real thick of the kelp. And it was nice, because I haven't been to Cedros in a couple of years, and the last few times I was there was no kelp to fish, and all that hot water had burned all the kelp off. Well, it's back. I mean, there is huge kelp forests around, and we would just drift over the mat and flip 5-inch and 7-inch, you know, MC swim baits with 1 ounce, you know, and up to 2 ounce war baits, like right into the. And you said a long time ago, you know, if you see a hole as big as a coffee can flip that thing into there, and I just can't begin to tell you the number and big ones that we caught out of there. It was just incredible. It was
like, how
so
big?
Good. Our Captain Javier, who we had to force him to fish, it was really funny. He was extremely respectful and not wanting to pick up a rod because that's not, quote-unquote, what you're supposed to do. And it was just Dallas and I on the boat, and we kept saying, come on, fish. And we finally got him to fish with us. And, of course, Javier was the man. He had the big fish. And we didn't have a scale, and so the rule is, just like a big tuna, you don't ever get to call one a 10-pounder until it's hanging on a scale and it says 10. But it was that big.
I saw a picture. It was a big one, huh, Cass?
It was 14.
Yeah, I think it was big. Javier said it was the biggest one he'd ever got.
He
thought it was 11, and I agree with him. But you know how it is. Like, I'm a subscriber to that rule. You don't call a 300-pound tuna a 300-pound tuna unless you weigh it.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the calico bass. But it was of that size. Dallas had one that was, no scale, but Javier was, that's a 9, and she kicked my butt, as much as I hate to say it, and I have to publicly admit it. I had probably at least 7 fish that were over 6 pounds. We're talking 6 and change, high 6s, maybe 7. Dallas had a 7, 2 7s and a 9-pounder, all on that pothole and dropping swim base down. It was an incredible trip. Really good numbers, lots of big ones. There was a golf grouper that somebody caught on our trip that was a really nice one. It was epic. It was really, really epic.
So you're talking about pothole, and you're taking, like, MC Swimbait Viejos?
You nailed it, dude,
that
exactly.
That thing is like it's
magic. Yeah, it really is. And people always ask, how much plastic do you bring down there? And Dallas was giving me a hard time when we were packing. I took an absurd amount of plastic. It's my favorite thing to do down there. I really like it. And I took a 1-gallon Ziploc bag that was just, so full you couldn't hardly zip it. One of 5-inch swim baits, one of 7-inch swim baits, both Viejos, and then one of the big 8-inch weedless swim baits. We used almost all of them. I took a classic picture, and Dallas is making a slideshow for us as we speak. But I took a picture at the end of our day. We kept every wounded soldier, all the swim baits that had the tails bitten off or torn up. We just threw them in a pile and took a pile of them, and it completely covered the top of like a 48-quart cooler.
Wow.
I mean, like, it was such good fishing. But yeah. Flipping that swim bait into every little hole, letting it fall down. Sometimes you had a bite in the first 30 seconds, and you could really watch it as the current, as the current increased, the fish would be higher in the water column. As the current decreased, the fish would be lower. And when that kelp was really just floating stagnant, you would drop that swim bait all the way to the bottom. And as soon as you got to the bottom, you got a bite just about every time. But, you just had to figure out where they were and work at it. And it was fantastic fishing. And I haven't been back. I haven't been in a couple of years, certainly since they instituted the new CBX and, having your own chartered airplane.
Only
go down there.
On Cedro Sport Fishing.
It's the only people that do it. It's the only way to do it.
No
going back.
Long van rides, the Ensenada, no sitting around waiting.
You're not just sitting on top of your neighbor in a 12-passenger van.
Yeah.
It's a comfortable, easy plane ride. You park in Chula Vista in the United States. Rosie is there to meet you. She goes like over the top with the itinerary. Just it reminded me of a Cass trip. We always say, like, the reason you go traveling with Cass is because every single detail, and that's how it was. She was standing there and said, okay, you're going to go through this door, you're going to see this person. As soon as you get, as soon as you go through this door, you're on the bridge, and then the Cedro Sport Fishing team on the other side is going to greet you and walk you through, walk you here, walk you there, get you onto the plane. As soon as the plane lands, the other team is there. You don't pick up your bags. You don't pick, All you do is grab a cold cerveza and go fishing.
And then yesterday when you came back, same story. You just, like, they tell you when to go. They take you to the airport. You get on the plane and you go.
And because they charter their own flight, the times happen when you want them to. You're not relying on when the flight happens or when it doesn't. They get you home early, like 7:15. You're going to be on the plane, is what they told us. And, on the nose, 7:15, we're in the air. It's a 2-hour flight from Cedros right to TJ. You land at 9:15, and you know how great the customs is at the CBX.
Yeah.
There's nothing. You are
snap
of a finger, your baggage comes out, and you're through and done. And it was so seamless and so easy, and we were so well taken care of down there. It was just a perfect trip.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great group of people, the food, the accommodations.
We had a lot of returning guys that have fished with us on Let's Talk Hookup in the past, as well as some new guys that hadn't been with us before. Everybody was over the top about coming back. It was great. Yeah, the food was fantastic. And the number of staff they have up there is staggering. The people in the kitchen, the people that take care of your fish, and the people that take care of your gear. So many little moving parts that you just don't see. While you're having breakfast, they take all of your gear and rods and reels and everything down to the boats for you. So you're not even dealing with any of that, and they take you on a real long van ride to get to the boat. I think it takes about 3 minutes to get from the lodge to the boat. And when you get there, all of your stuff's already, like, all the rods are already in the rod holders, and the baits are tied on, and you just hop in your skiff, and boom, you're off and fishing. Yeah. It was a fantastic trip.
Awesome. Well, we'll sponsor a couple more trips next year, Cedro Sport Fishing. In the meantime, I think they still have some spots available in September, October.
I just saw a little, social media blast from Rosie saying that there's a trip. I think in 2 weeks it had 3 or 4 spots on it.
Wow.
And I would say, man, strike while the iron is hot.
Yeah,
the island
is kelp
is so
back.
Kelp is back. There was big ones to be had. We had one afternoon where the real big ones were biting. We had 4 fish from 36 to 40 pounds.
Yellowtail.
Yellows. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it was so good, Pete. Oh, my gosh. I can't.
Great
I can't
operation.
Begin to it really, really was from start to finish.
Dialed in.
Yep. No
doubt.
Yeah.
Kind of like going, like you say, with Cass, right?
Well, of course, you got attention to detail. I always say that.
That's the difference. That is the difference.
So what is the next trip with Cass?
Actually, we got our Wahoo Rumble in November in San Jose del Cabo. It's our annual trip down there. Kind of it's our last trip of the year.
Uh-huh.
And always have a good group of people there, fish super pongas. Most of them fish super pongas. We do have a few people that like fishing cruisers. But we concentrate on the Wahoo. Of course, the tuna's a given there at the Iman and San Luis and Vinorama area. But Wahoo's the main target. Like people ask me, what's the best time of year to really target Wahoo? And I always say, well, October, November, and early December in San Jose del Cabo, because those fish are just about there every year.
They're in there.
And
are there spots available on that trip?
Yeah, I think we got 3 super pongas left.
Oh,
on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. So right now, I think we've got 10 super pongas and six cruisers already booked.
Wow.
And
and where do you stay?
We stay at the Holiday Inn, which is right on the beach there in San Jose del Cabo.
Nice.
All-inclusive hotel.
Really?
All your meals, all your drinks, snacks, everything's included.
That's cool.
So you don't have to pull out any money while you're there.
Nice.
Drink all you want. I mean,
yeah.
it's unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, it's just, like I say, in the food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Man,
yeah.
So they make a sack lunch for you for the boat?
Yeah, they'll make a sack lunch every morning. It'll be ready there at the front desk. You just got to order it the night before. But,
nice.
And then we fish with Gordo Banks Pongas, Eric Brixton.
How many per ponga?
2 per ponga.
Wow, nice. Just 2 per ponga.
Yeah.
2 per room, 2 per ponga.
Yeah, 2 per room, 2
Perfect.
Per ponga.
Nice.
Super ponga, 26
Super footer. Pongers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
all
it's...
Right.
Yeah, it's
so
a
when is this trip?
November 4 to 8, I believe.
It's
Friday to Tuesday.
So call you at Cass Tours if you want to jump on one of those last spots.
And Roxy's handling that one.
Roxy's handling. Okay, now let's talk about the Cass Tours team.
Yeah, the Cass Tours
All right?
family.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole family of team family.
Yeah, we started with my wife Mary and my oldest daughter Rana. And then as the business grew, we started adding more daughters.
More daughters.
Yeah, so we, we didn't add daughters in. We already had the daughters.
Yeah, you already had the daughters,
So
you just brought them into the business,
yeah. So we have, actually, Mary retired, and we got the four girls in there now, and Ron is back, the oldest one. She's back in North Carolina, so I like to tell people that's our East Coast office.
East Coast office, yeah.
But then the other girls are here in California, so.
And you handle all kinds of tours. You handle not only fishing tours, but you do cruises and stuff like that.
Yeah, as we got started in the business, it was strictly fishing. I mean, and it was all just Southern Baja, Laredo to Cabo. And but little by little, as we grew, we started doing mainland, and then we're in Costa Rica, and then we're in Nicaragua, and then we're in Panama, and then Brazil, Peacock Bass, and, of course, then we do Christmas Island. Well, people are saying, hey, don't you do any cruises? And I said, we probably could. So we started getting to the cruises and regular vacations to Hawaii. And so we're kind of almost a full-service travel agency, just I would say pretty close to it, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a fantastic group and a great family. And if you've ever been on a Cass Tours trip, you know exactly what Rick and I are talking about.
It's just amazing that you are so good at just covering every little detail, and things happen in areas of the world that things are synonymous with them not happening so smoothly, and Cass just does you joke about it all the time, but Cass does the research, and he goes to those places and goes and makes the connections and the right people and the right tour people and rides and timing and boats and all those things are just so seamless. And it's nice when you go to an area that, like I say, a lot of times things are known for maybe not going smooth. When you do a cast trip, you know it's all going
to
happen.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. But as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you to back right here today. Rick is back and talking fishing, and Castman is here. It's just like a party in the Mighty 1090 studio today.
Well, come join the party, man. We want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line, and that one's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking all kinds of great fishing, talking fun, talking travel in Baja, we are also giving away such a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a full-day trip going fishing aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Get in on that continued great fishing that's going on the San Diego. Captain Ryan Bostian, Cameron and Matt and all the boys there are going to be a great opportunity for you to go fishing on a world-class boat on the San Diego. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're going to go south, find out what's going on in the Baja. We got the man, John Ireland from Rancho Llanero on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Pete. Hello, Richard.
Hey, John.
How's everybody doing up there?
We're doing awesome. Great, buddy.
I hear you guys are complaining about how hot it is, huh?
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
It's like Baja hot.
It's Baja hot.
I don't feel sorry for you guys at all.
Actually, probably cooler in Baja. Than
It could be.
I know that bar range down there is cool.
Not really. It's pretty warm down here, but fishing's been good. First of all, I want to say Richard and I've been buddies a long time. He does a great job with his tours. You just can't go wrong. I went down to Panama with him, and we had a great trip with Pete and Steve and Kath. And if you're thinking about going on a long range trip, there's no better guide than the Cash Man. That's for sure.
He's the best.
I agree with that.
Throw your 2 cents. Anyway, the bite down here was a wide open, of course, last week. This week it's slowed down a little bit. It's water inside's 85, outside running 86 to 89. Been clear, clean, and flat. We had a little of weather day before yesterday. A little tribunata came through and bumped it up in the morning. But besides that, besides a little bit of rain another morning earlier in the week, weather's been very, very nice. It's warm, like I mentioned. But I guess everybody's pretty warm this time of year. What's going on really now with the fishing is what's saving us is a yellowfin. Real, real good yellowfin bite. Off of Rincon there, just around the bend down from the lighthouse and the lighthouse as well. Big yellowfin, all on sardine, all drift fishing, 1 to 3 miles off the beach. They're catching some big fish, 25 to 80 pounders. And they're fly lining, you know, and so there's they're farming a lot of fish, a lot of hour, 2 hour fights, but they're also boating, I'd say, two big yellowfin per boat per day, which is good fishing. Dorado really slowed down last week. I don't know this past week what the reason is, but maybe one or two per day to the cleaning table. Boat fishing, again, has slowed down a little bit, but still quite a few around. Striped marlin sails, blues and blacks, pretty good marlin fishing, but not as wide open as it was last week. Rooster fish, gosh, for this time of year, you know, big roosters, 20 to 60 pounders are common. Lots of them around, lots being released. It's pretty usual for this time of year. Last 10 years has been awesome rooster fishing. Inshore, inside, big pargo, big jacks, lots of pompano, big pompano, are all biting consistently on the bottom. So that's always an option to go back inside and fish at the bottom. Overall, I mean, the yellowfin's what's really saving us, and a little slower week overall, but that had to happen. Gosh, we've had such a wide open year, you know. We had to have a little lag in the bite. It's been good fishing all year long, for sure.
Man, yeah, good
awesome,
fishing,
John.
Man. Really good fishing. And Rancho Leonero's always such a wonderful place, Castman.
Oh, yeah, it's such a laid-back place, you know. It's just... Just the way John constructed the place, you know. He used the rocks there from the rock quarry for all the walls and the palapa roofs. Then you get inside, I mean, just all the fine furniture he's got in there, you know. It's just, and the air conditioning, those units he's got in there.
Oh, yeah, and even this time of the year.
You definitely need to have those on.
Oh, yeah, and the best bar in all of Baja.
No doubt, buddy.
No doubt about
that.
You got
to be careful with those margaritas. I think
Well, we have draft beer in there now too. So that's been the big thing for me. I've gained 10 pounds this year with the draft beer.
Yeah.
What do you have on draft, John?
We have actually a Baja Brewing Company. We have one and IPA. The name of the IPA is Peyote, believe it or not.
That's funny.
No wonder you like it so much.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks, Pedro.
Hey, John, if somebody wants to make a trip down to Rancho Leonero, how do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, amigo. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com. We're uploading pictures probably every other day. A lot of good photos there.
Awesome.
Check that out.
Great place. We're looking forward to getting back down there to the Baja and Rancho Leonero, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate
it. Nice talking to
you. All right, you too. Awesome, really. Hey, one line open. You want to get through? 1-877-792-1090 or 1-858-457-1090. You have a chance to win a trip to go fishing aboard the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. And not only that, you have a chance to talk to the one and only Cashman.
Yeah. What an opportunity. Yes. What an opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into the phones. They're packed up. Everybody wants to get through again. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or toll free at 877-792-1090. We're going to start it off with Ed, who's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. I just have a comment to Richard there that I've used his service on, getting boats down in Cabo and Puerto Vallarta and La Paz. And the thing is, I've gone down on cruises. And when I'm usually, Puerto Vallarta is really nice because it's got that big bay there. And I've used Richard in that to, get a boat down there and just go out. Instead of hitting the town, I'll just go out fishing. And, it's pretty reasonable. It's like $250 and that for a Ponga and that, and just letting some listeners know that that's a possibility of doing something like that.
Yeah, it's amazing you can arrange that through the cruise ship, either before your cruise or during your cruise, and they charge quite a bit.
You pay the price.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you charge quite a bit.
And you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, it's about double the price, and it's just
double the price.
Yeah, about double the price, and that's where they make their money is selling the tours and stuff like that. But yeah. Yeah, we can arrange boats in Mazatlan, Puerto Vallarta, and, of course, Cabo. If you're on a cruise and you want to take a day off and go fishing rather than, go sightseeing and that type of stuff.
Arrange it with Cast Tours.
And then, again, you're fishing with somebody that's arranged by a fishing establishment, not a cruise line. I mean, you're going with the good boats and the good captains and the people that are into fishing.
They're good.
Yeah, out of Puerto Vallarta. Yeah, I went there in May, and the thing is, the Jack Revelle was just, off the hook. They were just foaming all over the place. I caught my personal bass, a 30-pounder.
Woo, that's a big jack.
Those are big jacks.
And they pull so hard.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, anyway, thanks,
good,
guys.
Good, Ed. I appreciate that. That's a good tip. Yeah. Now, I've sent a lot of people to Cast Tours and say, hey, I'm going on a cruise. You have any hints? Cast Tours.
Yeah.
That's where they'll take care of you for sure. What about Alaska? Can you set people up if they're going to Alaska?
No, we really don't have anything up there for day charters. Yeah,
and what I've heard, especially from guys at Kingfisher Charters and stuff, they use all their boats there.
Right.
So a lot of times it's pretty tough to get a local guy off a cruise boat in Alaska.
Yeah,
heard the same.
I've heard exactly the same.
What I usually advise guys to do is get online before you go.
Yes.
And search for charters, and you can usually arrange that ahead of time so you have a charter waiting for you. But like you say, most of the really good boats are already being used by the lodges.
Yeah, indeed. So, but if you're going to Mexico, Cast
Tours. Call Cast Man.
Of course.
Yes, indeed. Hey, that does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Sounds good. How about we talk to Brett calling us from Winchester this morning? What's up, Brett? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I'd like to know where the Cast Man goes on a fishing vacation and what time of year.
That's a good question.
It seemed like I always on vacation.
Yeah. He's got so many easy.
Remember, it's field research.
That's a work trip.
Well, it is. It's a work trip. I'm working there. So, what would I do for just a little getaway? Probably go to San Quintin, like I just did.
Okay, fish with Juan down there.
Yeah, I'll go down, fish Juan with San Quintin, and it's kind of a nice little getaway, and just me and some buddies, and
There's a nice hotel down there to stay in.
Yeah, the Hardin. It's about a mile from the boat ramp, but it's on the same street, just off the main drag going into the boat ramp. But Guillermo's done one hell of a job building that place, and the rooms are deluxe. The landscaping, the gardening. He's even got an orange grove there.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And they've got a great sports bar restaurant right on the same property.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
San Quintin, huh?
And it's the same price as staying at the old mill. And,
Way better.
But what an upgrade for a couple of dollars more a night. It's great. But San Quintin to me is kind of a nice getaway. It's easy. But most of the other trips I'm going down, taking the groups down when we do the group trips and. But that's all work.
Of course it's work.
We don't have any fun on those.
No, never. Yeah.
I remember a while ago you and I think a couple of your buds were on a search to catch a dogtooth tuna. Was that a fun trip?
Yeah,
and did that end up in success?
That's right. I forgot about that.
That was a birthday trip.
That was to Vanuatu, and a buddy of mine, Mike, and my buddy Joe. Mike actually treated us on that trip, which was really kind of them because it's not a pricey trip.
Yeah, yeah.
Went to Vanuatu, which is kind of halfway between Fiji and Australia, and went to fish dogtooth tuna and the big GTs, the big giant trevally.
Wow.
And, I was lucky. I got my first and only ever dogtooth, which is about 90 pounds.
Woo! Wow. How cool.
And also got a GT, which was pretty close to 90 pounds.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. No, but Vanuatu, we talked about it. It's not really a destination that you're going to take people because it's so expensive.
It is. It's pricey. It's a long way to go. You catch exactly the same fish at Christmas Island for about half the price.
Half the price.
Okay. And the only thing we didn't haven't caught yet, but I know they're there, and I'm still trying to catch one, is the dogtooth.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures. They have caught them before, but they're not.
They're there.
Yeah. But you've got to fish them deep. You've got to fish them right on the ledges, 300-400 feet deep, and catch them on the iron.
How did you catch your dogtooth in Vanuatu?
At a live skipjack.
Okay.
Yeah. And
are they up on the surface?
Yeah. They'll come to the surface occasionally.
Uh-huh.
But like I say, I think we had one on 3 or 4 trips ago, Eddie Abati.
Yeah.
At Christmas Island.
At Christmas Island,
on
yeah.
On a Marauder.
Yeah, hit that giant GT Trembler.
Trembler. Exactly. I was with you on that trip.
Yeah, and that fish, when it hit, it went straight down. I mean, it wasn't nothing like a tuna. This guy went straight down, and you couldn't stop him. And he was going, thickety split. Could get down back in that 300 to 400 foot area where he likes to live, and then eventually the wire broke. Yeah,
right?
He chewed right through the wire.
Wow.
Yeah, they got vicious teeth. I mean, that's why they call them
dog tooth.
Yeah, the dog tooth tuna.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090.
All right, let's talk to Ken. He's calling us from Santa Barbara this morning. What's up, Ken? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Speaking of Christmas Island.
Yeah, that's
a Christmas Island regular.
Yeah,
it's the Jig and Pop Man.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Ken.
This morning, good to hear from the cast, man. How are things going with everybody?
Everything's good. How about you?
Well, I wanted to share a little story about Castman and his attention to detail, and then I had a question for the Castman. Several years ago on one of the trips on Pesca Panama, I recall in the afternoon people were sitting around by the little bar having cocktails, and a certain member of the party, who will be probably left unnamed, maybe had too much Florida Cana, and he had a hard time lighting a cigar. And I recall the Castman lighting it and handing it off, so talk about attention to detail. You can't get that just anywhere.
You can't,
that kind of service from anybody.
Top-notch service.
Well, you got to know how to light that cigar.
Yeah, indeed.
I even plugged it for him.
Hey, how about that? Hey, speaking of Pesca Panama, next year there's a couple spots open.
Well, there's 2 spots on Ricky's boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You get to fish with the
Rock Cod Rick.
At no extra cost.
Yeah. And here's the crazy thing. This could be the last year of Pesca Panama.
Yeah, I got a call. I got an email from the owners of Pesca Panama. There's 3 owners. And they are talking about putting it up. Well, it is up for sale.
Oh, no.
And they mentioned that if they don't sell it next year, then they're just going to part it out, which means the boats will go somewhere and the barge will go somewhere and that type of stuff. So This could be it.
It
could be the last year.
Such a great
2019.
Trip.
2019, yeah. It's a fabulous trip, especially this last April, the size tuna.
Oh,
and
my God. The tuna
quantity and the quality of the tuna that, with Dr. Furness had that taped out at 310 or 312 or something like that. And a lot of big fish. And
the cool thing about Pesca Panama, too, is the options of fishing that you can do and want to do. And if you want to go to the, into the beach and fish roosters and snappers, you do that. And if you want to catch medium to big tuna on bird schools, you go do that. If you want to catch giant tuna trolling skipjacks, you do that. If you want to take a break and have a fun day, I went with Cass one time, and we took the kayaks into a river mouth and paddled up the river mouth and caught, jacks and cool things up the river, and I mean, you just get to do all of this fun. It's such a unique, cool experience.
I just am amazed there's 2 spots left on that trip.
Yeah, actually, we had them sold, but some came up, and so we had the 2 guys cancel on it.
And you're going, right, Ken?
Yeah, I'll be down there.
You wouldn't miss it. I'm
Kenny's on.
Yeah, all right, Ken. Well, nice to hear from you, and looking forward to their next fishing trip, indeed. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. What? Oh, sorry.
Question for Catherine.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was curious about whether you're going to be able to put anything together for Cuba as far as a fishing trip there. Are you working on it or probably not going to happen?
Cuba? Yeah, probably not going to happen. You know, still, it's not an easy way to get a group in there. I mean, you got to jump some hurdles. You got to kind of fib a little bit what you're doing. And to me, I liked everything above board, you know. I'd like to go myself. You know, but hey, Kenny, if you want, you and I can make it.
Yeah, no problem. All right, Kenny.
Hey, we got a date.
It's a short trip from Panama City to Havana.
There you go.
All right, guys, have a great show.
Thanks, Ken.
Wheels
Thanks
are turning.
Yeah, he's thinking about it for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
The Yamaha Outboard Summer Power Sales Event is here. Until the end of August, eligible new select 90 to 200 horsepower four-cylinder four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Offer ends August 31, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
You know, when you say fresh, there's one place that is truly the freshest thing in town, and that is Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Every time we go in there, and we eat at Point Loma Seafoods, I say it all the time, we're probably there twice a week being at the tackle store right next door, because they are in the heart of the Big Three Landings. The case always blows me away, their fresh fish case.
Yeah.
Everything you could ever want, all the fresh swordfish, tunas, and then all the cool exotic, they got, you know, local yellow and local halibut, and then there's always cool exotic stuff in there too, monkfish and luvar and opa, and they just do it
salmon,
so right.
Unbelievable. And then of course you want to have lunch or dinner at Point Loma Seafoods, nothing better. Incredible sushi bar. They have the best sandwiches, the best salads. Everything about Point Loma Seafoods spells fresh, and that's why they're known as the freshest thing in town. Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report, which today is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. The BG1 oil and fuel detector could save you from thousands of dollars in fines by detecting oil in your bilge and turning your pump off before you dump it into the water. Just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com for more information.
Okay, I have a story about my Blue Guard Innovations sensor in my boat. So, of course, like any boat, things happen.
Sure.
And, of course, I thought I had everything taken care of. But, of course, then the trim tab oil. I had a leak in one of my hoses on my trim tab oil.
Okay.
Trim tab oil is basically automatic transmission fluid. Gets in the bilge. And the BGI one picked it up.
No kidding.
And so I knew I had an issue, and I thought, well, where's the engine? It's in the engine. It's here. It's like, no, it was the trim tab oil, but the BGI picked it up, and I found the source, and boom.
That's cool.
Corrected.
That's cool.
So
all of which you wouldn't have known had you had it. You would have dumped it over. You potentially could have got a fine.
Yep,
potentially could have got this or that.
Not only could it have saved a fine, it also could have saved burning up something, too.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, so
well done.
Get one
there
for
you
your
go.
Boat.
All right, well, let's head on up the coast. We're going to start off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening there? Good stuff in there this morning.
Having good times, Woolley. How's things going up at Dana Wharf?
All good, man. You know, this week here for us was kind of more of the same as it kind of has been for us the last few weeks. You know, this calico bass fishing continues to be really fun for us. A couple days this week, man, the surface temps, like that 77 to 78 degree range, had the fish down on the water column, believe it or not, a little too toasty on the surface. So we caught fish better a few days on the sinkers, believe it or not. You know, that bass preferred that mid-water as opposed to the surface. But being that, you know, we fished those sinkers a few days, and we saw some more sheephead and halibut this time here than we normally see as well for August. Off the beach a little bit here, the Fury, he had a great day and a half trip midweek. He fished on Wednesday. They got into some of that bigger great bluefin in their little zone that they were fishing. They had three of those fish. One went 210, another 180, and another one just over 100 pounds, and a couple handfuls of that kelp patty yellowtail that's been caught out in that same sector as well. So it's kind of cool to see some of that stuff in our counts. And with regard to our local offshore scene, it's still trying to get with it. You know, the zone where we're seeing some of that fish is that 3 to 10 mile range. And, you know, we're just not making the catch. I know that the San Mateo's out there today. He's got a limited load open party trip, and he's going to be out there looking. So we're hoping that the South Swell push, that could mix it up a bit and open up some of that off-color water down below that is keeping that fish from moving up. So we'll kind of see how that plays out for him out there today. So full schedule here. We're clicking. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, you know, we definitely suggest the reservations. Really important still to a call and save your spot on the boat. So give a landing call here. Number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web, too, at danawharf.com. And this week, we're going to use the same code as last week, that DW25. That's going to save you 25% on one of these local half or three-quarter day trips. So
what a deal. That is amazing. You go to the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. You click on that Dana Wharf banner, and then you book your trip, and you put in DW25. You save 25% on a trip.
Yep, it makes it super easy. So, yeah, click on that banner ad, use that code, and save a few bucks.
What a deal.
Great call, Woolley. Appreciate it. Great report. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, guys, thanks for the time. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Woolley.
All right.
Well, let's continue on a spot that I just left, and, man, I sure wish I was still there. And that's Cedro Sport Fishing. Jeff Flowers on the line. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Boy, we couldn't be better, and been listening to your reports every week, kind of getting pumped up, and then you gave us the kind of lowdown on what to expect for the trip, and it was everything you promised and more. We had such a great time, both Dallas and I. Just can't say enough good things about it. I've been to Cedros quite a few times, but never since, you know, some of the new changes that happened, and just, you know, I was so concerned when you know, and every time there's change, you always worry about things, and everything is for the best, and I loved it. I can't imagine having a better time. It was a great trip.
Well, I really appreciate hearing that. Rosie and her team of partners have put a lot of time, a lot of money into the place in the last year, just to make some tweaks here and there that just make it that much better for our customers, for you guys when you go down there.
Yeah, well, it
and,
really shows.
So far, so good.
Yeah, it was great. So how's the fishing?
Well, you know, I'm going to have to bow my head and defer to you because I heard your report a little bit earlier. I don't know how I could top that or add to it.
Yeah, it sounded like it was just epic.
It really was, and I think the thing that was so cool was the variety of ways you could catch them. You know, Dallas and I went that kind of hardcore route of standing on the bow and casting at bird schools and running and gunning, and we did that because that's my favorite type of fishing. And
absolutely.
It was very, very good. With that said, if you wanted a mellow day and have a couple cold ones and eat some great food and a lunch and slow troll around some mackerels and catch giant yellowtail, you did that. And if you didn't want to do that, if you wanted to mix in between and hop from bird school to bird school and fast troll Rapalas, you could catch them that way. And, you know, there was guys that caught groupers and big ones fishing yo-yo jigs. I mean, literally, you got to pick the way that you wanted to fish for them, and that's how you caught them. And the bait making, as always, was just effortless, right in front of the hotel, all the bait you could ever want to catch, you know, good mackerel fishing.
Sweet.
The calico bass was the same way. I think most of them were caught on the leadhead and swim bait, but they ate the weedless baits very, very well. That Corey 8-inch weedless bait, I caught a lot of fish that way. A lot of guys fishing hard jerk baits. That Shimano Colt Sniper jerk bait was on fire. That was a really good way to catch them, too. All the junk fish that you catch there, too, the barracudas and bonitas and sheephead and whitefish, and that was all full speed, too. It was just it was action-packed throughout the trip and just fantastic. Great boats, great people, great food. I just
and easy to fly in and out.
God, it was
CBX
nice.
And yep. Tijuana. Hey, Jeff, any spots available on trips?
Yes, we actually have a couple of singles and doubles that are still left open, just a handful of them. We have a spot in September on a four-day, which is, as Rosie calls it, the Businessman Special. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, return Monday morning. That's on September 21st to the 24th. And then, believe this, October 29th through November 2nd, it's a five-day. We had a couple of spots that opened up, and that was at Fred Hall San Diego Tuna Palooza Type Special.
Oh, cool.
And that's a price that's the price of a five-day for a price of a four-day for a five-day trip. And two spots just opened. So somebody who wants to get on the phone and grab those two spots, they're going to save themselves some money, and they're going to go at a great time of year.
Yeah, no kidding. End of September, beginning of October, it couldn't be better.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sure.
Really.
Yeah.
Well, hey, if somebody wants to book a trip, how do we do it?
I'll give you that. But I also want to do an honorable mention. I forgot to do this last week when I was on. My neighbor, one of my best friends I fished with for 30 years, shame on me, but I forgot to mention that he did wipe out a 55-pound white sea bass down in the kelp on one of Corey's baits.
Oh, on an MC swim bait.
On an MC swim bait, drifting through the kelp, plucker fishing in those holes, and he got it.
What's your neighbor's name?
Barry Resetko.
All right.
Way to go, Barry. 55
way to go, Barry.
55-pounder on a swim bait.
Sea bass.
How cool is that?
White sea bass, yeah. A 55-pounder. I mean, we put that thing on the scale in the fish house. I mean, we had to see it.
That's awesome.
Pretty awesome.
What a fish. Congratulations to Barry.
Absolutely. So to get a hold of Rosie, if you can give her a call on her cell at 619-772-7570, or you can go on the website at Sadro Sport Fishing and take a look at the schedule that's left. And I highly recommend, if you're not going to go this year due to whatever time constraints, look at the schedule that's coming up on the 2019 schedule, because it is booking fast.
Yeah, we have two trips, one in June that I'll be going on, and that is almost full already, and then one in August that Ricky will be going on. So you watch that schedule and get going.
You got it, guys. Have a great day. Thank
All
you
right.
for all
great
your
job,
help.
Jeff.
Appreciate it, Jeff.
All right. Hey, let's continue with our Catch Report. Talk to the surf guru. Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Gundy, is it biting at the beach?
Yeah, we've got it. Yes, we've got a good bite. I think we met down on a skiff at Cedros, huh, Pete? Many, many moons
yes,
ago.
Yes, we did. You were running a skiff on the Polaris Supreme skiff trip.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, and Gundy was one of the skiff drivers on that skiff trip on the Polaris Supreme when they did those trips. And
that's a cool
that's
story.
That's when we met, right?
I didn't know that at all.
That's a lot of years. That's a many moons ago, as they say, right?
And that's a very unique way to fish that island. There is nothing like it in the sports fishing deal, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
very unique.
I agree.
Yeah. Hey, let's jump into this. Interesting setup this week. You know, Corbina fishing the last 2 weeks has just been phenomenal. The good stretches have been that Venice to Torrance, that South Bay area, and then North County, you know, from Oceanside to Cardiff, and then down to Scripps, Del Mar, that whole stretch there too, even Mission Beach. Several fish in the 5-pound class, 3 to 4-pound models, tons of sand crabs. But we had things change this week. Especially down below, we had a big influx of hot water pushed mostly by that hurricane, I think. And there were temperatures pushing 80 degrees this week. So we had a little bit of a slowdown to the south, but then it kind of stacked some fish up to the north. And let me jump into this. Starting up north, very north, hook, line, sinker in Santa Barbara, the water temp was a nice 73 degrees up there. And those guys were knocking the halibut. The fish were really layered into the or shingled, as I like to say, outside the breakers. Lots of short to legal fish, some calico bass, so kind of a different thing going on up there in that cooler water. And then Wiley's reported very good Corbina fishing on Venice and Malibu beaches. Like I said, lots of sand crabs, lots of fish in the surf line. The guys were scoring 2 to 3 fish a day, up to 3 pounds. And then this is interesting. Just Fishing in Redondo reported that stretch there has been just phenomenal. They had one of their shop regulars, and he's a reliable source. He had 20 fish yesterday.
Wow.
Fishing fish in that section there, they're just seeing dozens of fish in the surf line. You know, it might be a function of the warmer water down below. It's just stacking those fish in there. It's very unique, and they've never seen this many corbina in that stretch. Starting at Long Beach to the south, the water temperature has been an issue. Some stretches as high as 78 degrees there. The bite slowed for most species. Catch them in Newport reported. On the end of the peninsula where you get some of that canyon water coming in, there was some cooler water and some good corbina catches were made there. But Dana Point, Oceanside, Blue Water, and Solana Beach all reported water temps in the high 70s and a few spots 80 degrees, you know. So that really put the kibosh. But with all that said, they caught an 18-pound striped bass at Dog Beach in Del Mar on a flash minnow. And this is kind of my theory. You know, the divers have been saying that, the spear guys have been saying that the water temp is really cool once you get 25 feet below the surface, real hot on top. So I think that still keeps the bait around. And so that's kind of a good setup. Looking forward, you know, you like to have those game fish moving in, and you like to have that bait. You know, in different years, we get that water stacked up top to bottom 78, 80 degrees. The bait goes away, and then you have a different situation. But just to look in the crystal ball, I think it's just a great setup for this fall. You know, we're going to have warm water pushing these pelagic species in, and we got the bait here to hold them. So awesome. Hold on to your hat. And this corbina fishing, I think the hurricane push backs off a little bit. Water temps slip down in the mid-70s, and it's going to get back going because it has been probably the best corbina season we've seen in, you know, half a dozen years, I'd say. So
awesome.
Stick with it.
Time to get into the surf. Surf guru Gundy Gunderson, as always, fantastic job, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week, and always enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Gundy, appreciate that, man. Great job. Hey, I want to remind you as we wrap up, Bill Varnay has come out with a very cool new gadget for catching sand crabs, the Crab and Go. It's a lightweight stainless tube with a handle that works like magic to catch sand crabs for surf bait. It's made from stainless steel. It weighs less than 15 ounces, and with just one scoop, you can catch clean and fresh sand crabs. Ask for the Crab and Go's at your favorite tackle shop, or you can just order it online at surffishtackle.com. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, and we do have an open phone line, 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup with the Cash Man on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
No matter what the season, Rapala lures should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Rap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Rap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Rap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Rap mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Rap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size, and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power
power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trank 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Trank reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trank Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's summertime in San Diego, and that means a couple of things. The getting is good for yellowfin and bluefin off our Southern California coast. A road trip to bag some High Sierra trout sounds like a great weekend. And the Ford Summer Sales Event has started at your San Diego County Ford dealers. In fishing, we love to get away, and we love to have the best gear. And right now is the perfect time to upgrade to a brand new Ford truck or SUV. The absolute best piece of fishing gear you could have. During the summer sales event, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on a wide variety of trucks and SUVs, including great financing and cashback offers on some of the most popular models. They've got deals across their lineup to get you into the perfect size SUV for you. And they've got deals on F-150, Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payload and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.